I'm joined now by national political correspondent Mara Liasson. And Mara, let's talk about these two deeply conservative southern states, Mississippi and Alabama. The early returns, as we said, are showing it to be a very tight three-way race. Does that surprise you?
No, because that's what the polls have shown all along. I think it surprised me that Mitt Romney was polling as well as he was, because this is certainly the home region of Newt Gingrich, and it's full of the kind of voters, evangelicals and very conservative voters, that like Rick Santorum. But we do know a few things from CNN's exit polls. Half of Mississippi Republican voters said Romney wasn't conservative enough on the issues. 49% of Alabama Republicans said the same thing. We know that a candidate who can beat Obama was the top issue for 36% in Alabama, 40% in Mississippi, and not surprisingly, Romney, as he has in other states, got the lion's share of those votes. We also know that in Alabama, Santorum looks like he's winning among all age groups except for those 65 and older, which are going to Romney. That's very common. Romney's been doing very well among elderly voters all along. And we also know that Santorum won among seem to be winning, according to these exit polls, among all income levels except the very highest incomes, which Romney won. And that's also consistent with what we see from other states.
Mara, there are two southern states voted today. From here on out, the campaign moves to the Midwest, Illinois. And why don't you walk us through a little bit what the shape of the campaign is likely to look like from here on out through the next primaries and caucuses?
Well, obviously, it'll depend. If Newt Gingrich comes in third in both these states, there'll be a lot of pressure on him to withdraw. He even said at one point that if he didn't do well in the South, he would have to. But what we are looking ahead to is Illinois on March 20th. That should be a good state for Romney. He's already spent close to $1 million in television ads there. Then in April, we've got 2 days that are very good for Romney. April 3rd, Maryland, Wisconsin, and District of Columbia. And April 24th, Connecticut, Delaware, New York, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island, back to the Northeast, his home region.
Could be a long, hard campaign. And briefly, very briefly, what is the outlook from the Obama campaign as they watch this Republican primary contest go on?
Well, the longer it goes on and the more it can be a circular firing squad, the happier they are. The president had been seeing his numbers go up as the economy seemed to improve. But this week in a bunch of polls, they took a dip, probably because of high gas prices.
Okay, Mara, thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. We were talking about the primaries today in Mississippi and Alabama. Again, early returns show a very tight race, no conclusive result as yet.